censored. Fox News, I'm Laura Cantor. Russia censoring Ukrainian President Zelensky's interview with Russian media outlets, where he stated the ground rules for a peace agreement. Ukrainian officials saying Russia has plans to split the country up into two parts, like North and South Korea. Senate unable to pass a bill to impose tariffs on Russian goods.
Senators were unable to advance a bill last week removing most favored trade nation status from Russia, a step President Biden has called for to further isolate the Russian economy. The legislation won wide support in the House earlier this month, passing 424-8. But fast-track passage in the Senate has stalled with disputes over additional sanctions, like a Russian oil ban and expanding a pre-existing human rights law.
Fox's Jared Halpern from Washington. Democrats saying President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, will be confirmed.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says while her party has the potential tie-breaking vote in Vice President Harris, she feels Judge Jackson has won over some conservatives in her favor.
I believe she will get Republican support. I can't tell you who, I can't tell you how much, but I think that will be very important to this process.
Senator Klobuchar also said on ABC's This Week that GOP support Judge Jackson has gotten in past confirmations bodes well for her rise to the high court.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Plenty of drama at the Oscars Sunday night when actor Will Smith went on stage and slapped presenter Chris Rock in the face on live TV. Rock had made a joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Later in the evening, Will Smith winning the Best Actor award for his performance in King Richard. Smith apologizing for his behavior during his acceptance speech.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees.
Sound courtesy of the Academy Awards on ABC. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Overtime rules, the topic of discussion at the NFL team owners meeting this week.
The NFL's approach to overtime became a hot button issue this past postseason, and now there are three proposals on the table for review during the next 4 days of meetings for owners and league officials. The Indianapolis Colts and Philadelphia Eagles pushing to allow both teams an opportunity to possess the ball in OT, a proposal that has gained the most traction but needs the support of 24 teams to be passed. Also set to be discussed during the next few days of meetings is new analysis on injury frequency during punts, along with adjustments to the setup zone for kickoff returns. NFL teams with new head coaches will begin offseason workout programs April 4th. Other clubs follow suit April 18th.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Two teams from Maine are being rewarded by an NFL team for their heroism.
Connor and Seamus Collins were on the school bus in the state of Maine earlier this month when their driver collapsed behind the wheel. As the bus started veering off the road, they sprung into action, one hitting the brakes, the other calling 911. Now the teens are trading their seats on that runaway bus for seats at the New England Patriots season opener. Team owner Robert Kraft called to deliver the invitation over the weekend, telling them they called an audible, a late play change called by the quarterback. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
A live online video capturing a tragic event. Fox's Sal Giangrasso has the report.
The online video shows a girl fatally shooting her cousin and herself. The two were live streaming from a St. Louis apartment when one child fatally shot the other before killing herself. Family members say it was a tragic accident. The girl's grandmother told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch it wasn't a situation where they were arguing or anything like that. She thinks the gun just went off by mistake. Police are still investigating Friday's shooting of 12-year-old Paris Harvey and 14-year-old Quarren Harvey, but first described it as a murder-suicide.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.